Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now simulcasting the last 3 hours of this Tuesday, second day of February 2010 edition at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much, radio listeners and TV viewers, for tuning in today. For the next hour, we are joined by Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com, an excellent analysis and news site. We always enjoy having him on with us once a month. I want to go over internet censorship. Openly being announced, openly being pushed and declared by Italy, Australia, New Zealand, England. Cybersecurity czar resigning, saying it's a Pentagon takeover. South Australia government gags internet debate about political candidates now not allowed. That's the news of Australia, mainstream media. I mean, this is getting insane. I want to talk about Obama's new giant tax program. I want to get into the banks calling for a global regulatory body to punish the banks, just like the Federal Reserve was supposed to punish the banks when it really gave them power. They want world government one way or the other. We're going to be breaking it all down today and taking your phone calls with Mike Rivera. Mike, good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
There is so much going on. I just threw out a few of the issues and topics I want to get your take on. What do you think is most important? You've got missile cruisers and weapons being moved in, openly talking about hitting Iran. What do you think is most important right now?
Well, I think we're definitely seeing a renewed push for a new war in Iran. And it seems like the government of the United States, either goaded by Israel or simply because they can't think of anything else to do, they're going to try and get out of the mess they're in by starting a war and hoping that the American people will simply follow the flag off the edge of the cliff with the government. Unfortunately, we have a lot of history in this nation where the government repeatedly gets itself into some extreme financial situations, then sees war as their best way out. And it has worked in the past with World War I and World War II. I don't see it working now. But I think the U.S. government has basically run out of any other ideas that they can try right now. They're broke. They're in debt. Even if they nationalized every private asset of every American citizen, that would only cover about one quarter of the hole they've dug themselves into.
And meanwhile, their health care plan's failing. Their swine flu hoax is failing. Their global carbon tax is failing. But they're not stopping. Obama just says, I'm going to use executive orders and do it regardless.
Yeah, and that's a very, very dangerous situation because he's making it clear that the government has broken away from the will of the people or even the best interests of the people. And I was talking with somebody earlier today that it looks like they're going to go ahead with the attack on Iran and they no longer care if we know it's legit or not. Even as we're finding the British Parliament is agreeing that, yes, there was no legal basis for the attack on Iraq. Blair is already out there saying we've got to go into Iran. The problem with that approach is that if you go back to your Art of War by Sun Tzu, victory always goes to the army that believes they have the moral right on their side. And if the United States starts yet another war with an army that knows they're the bad guys, that they're the invaders and conquerors, and they're not fighting for anything that is morally right, they're going in with a tremendous disadvantage that our wonder weapons is not going to be able to overcome.
Well, that brings me to the next point when we come back in the long segment. Clearly, the underwear bomber was a staged event. It's now admitted in mainstream news but buried in the articles that, okay, the State Department ordered them to let him on the plane and he didn't have a passport, but we helped him, obviously meaning the smart-dressed man was a government agent. Who else can get somebody on board a plane and pass the security checkpoints and the naked body scanners? And this is clearly a kickoff for the new police state. We're seeing all these new fake Bin Laden tapes. They're going to need to stage a new terror attack, a new 9/11, to go into Iran, I believe, or politically worldwide, it would be too damaging for even the arrogant, hubris-filled globalists. So I want to get your take on that, Mike Rivera, on the other side. Then we'll get into the economy, internet censorship. The global tyranny takeover is moving into a high gear phase.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you for joining us today. You can always listen to the free podcast if you don't have an AM and FM in your area or shortwave radio or satellite. You go to InfoWars.com, click on the radio page, the top right-hand corner, all the different podcasts, all the different flycasts, different ways to listen how you want, when you want, where you want. We also archive for PrisonPlanet.tv members a higher quality, a commercial-free podcast at PrisonPlanet.tv and the video each day when we simulcast the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Mike Rivero joins us from WhatReallyHappened.com, an excellent alternative news source and aggregator. I go there every day to make sure I'm not missing anything. And again, Mike Rivero joins us. For stations that just tuned in, some don't carry that first five-minute segment, recap the geopolitical state of the global empire that's basically used America up now. It wants to use us finally to go into Iran, then fully bankrupt us after we funded China and Europe's rise. There's no way they're going to be able to attack Iran, which they're clearly gearing up to do and moving weapon systems and more ships and missiles in and new sanctions. They clearly can't do that without a staged terror attack. And then we have the underwear bombing situation where it's now come out that the U.S. government ordered him to be allowed on the plane. That's in the Detroit News. That's in other mainstream newspapers. But buried in the article like it's no big deal, that, okay, there was a second guy on the plane. He did supposedly have a bomb. We did lie about Kurt Haskell and say that he wasn't telling the truth. Yes, he has other witnesses. Yes, the State Department ordered him to be allowed on the plane. Then one of their people let him on the plane. This is huge information. So start with the State of the Empire. Mike, I want your take on this. What the Empire needs. Do you agree with me that they need a staged terror attack? And the underwear bomber was the kickoff, the new fake, which they even admit they can't even prove are real. Bin Laden tapes coming out right as the Yemen operation starts. I mean, this really looks bad, Mike.
It looks bad. There's one moment of levity in the whole situation, and that, of course, was the Bin Laden tape in which he's critical of global warming, which I think was pushing a little bit too far to be believable, and a lot of people actually got a chuckle out of that. But you're absolutely right. They need a false flag. They need something that is so big and horrific, it's going to shock Americans into supporting whatever the government wants to do. It's got to be so big that it shocks Americans into unquestioning obedience without even thinking. The crotch bomber was not it. They didn't get any traction with it. Symbolic gestures. Almost, maybe, that's not going to work. They need something really horrifically big, and there are two targets of opportunity coming up in the next couple of weeks. The first, of course, is the Olympics up in Canada, and we already know there's something like 2 tons of explosive that went missing from a company that is partly owned by the Carlyle Group. Now the company is trying to say that, oh, the explosives aren't missing, it was just a clerical error, but the police are saying they can't validate that the explosives have been accounted for. So that situation is in play, and of course we have the Super Bowl coming up.
Kind of like those missing cruise missiles with Cheney and then at least 11 members of the base being murdered to cover it up.
Yeah, the missing nuclear weapons. I mean, the whole credibility of the Iran war is going to be based on proving to America that Iran really did have nuclear weapons after all, not only to recover from the IAEA reports and the National Intelligence Estimate, but also from the lie in Iraq. And so the possibility of our government or Israel setting off a small nuclear weapon someplace in the United States or Canada cannot be discounted completely. And I know it sounds fantastical and like it's from a James Bond movie, but we know that 9/11, that cover-up is beginning to fall apart. We've got world leaders saying it needs an objective outside investigation. More and more of the rest of the world's governments are seeing this. It was a false flag attack to kick off a new war.
But isn't it even bigger than that? Clearly the U.S. has been positioned worldwide as the new boogeyman.
Yes.
Rupert Murdoch-owned papers worldwide bashes. Then domestically, he poses as a conservative to control the libertarian movement. Clearly, America does the dirty work, and then we're imploded, and we're now beginning to come to that point.
I agree with you. We're the new Nazi power, and it's amazing how closely our government is following Adolf Hitler's playbook, both from the false flag attack in New York, which matches the operation in Gleiwitz, to the selection of an ethnic minority to be used as a scapegoat and a social target. It's the same propaganda tricks over and over again, and it's going to end the same way. Look at how Germany ended World War II. That is the future of America, unless the American people are willing to grab their government by the lapels and say, we're not following you.
Well, that's the good news, and I want you to really walk through this. I mean, chronicle all the hoaxes, the flu, the WMDs, the banker bailout, just on every front, the carbon tax, the healthcare takeover, everything they're doing is failing. And you talk about the government ignoring the people. The executive and the bureaucracy is even ignoring their own Congress. I mean, this is rogue government.
It absolutely is. And a big part of the problem is that our top leaders are so insulated from the rest of the world by all these yes men and yes women that cluster around them. I don't think they understand the extent to which ordinary Americans understand. We have been lied to on a monumental scale. Americans are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, whether it's ClimateGate or the When Pigs Fly Flu or TARP and all the rest of that. We see that it is an unending series of lies going back to Saddam's nuclear bombs. I think our government leaders, Obama and the war hawks, they're so insulated. I don't think they understand the degree to which their credibility has been destroyed. Now, some people obviously do. You were talking before about this sudden push for internet censorship. We're hearing the United Nations call for web operators to be licensed in order to control who is allowed and not allowed to create a website. This, I think, is a knee-jerk reaction to the fact that it was the blogosphere and it was the alternative media that brought down the whole ClimateGate hoax. And absolutely exposed to the world that these kind of large-scale conspiracies between government and academia and corporate media, yeah, they really do exist. We've got one staked out on the dirt for you to study all you want. And I think this the globalists are having a fear reaction. They're trying to find some way they can drag us back to the glory days of the 1950s where they just wave Russians at us and pump lies at us through the TV, and we had no alternative but to sit there and accept it and believe it. But it's a completely different environment, and they are failing to evolve to that new environment, which is why I am convinced that the U.S. government is headed for extinction by its own hands.
But that's the globalist plan. The big banks sit offshore. They use the U.S. to carry this out. They get us deep in debt. Then they scapegoat us for everything in the end.
Well, I don't think we're talking about exactly the same mechanism. I think the U.S. might implode before those plans can even come to fruition. But the bottom line is when the U.S. goes down, I think it's probably going to take a big chunk of the globalism with it, because so many of the globalists were using the U.S. as a foundation at least to launch the swine flu pandemic hoax. And the economic hoax you were talking about, the banks are calling for a new global financial authority, which we knew was going to be the third pillar for the foundation of global government. But all three pillars are in serious, serious trouble. And I think that if the United States government and economy implodes, that third pillar is going to get dragged down with it, and the globalists are going to have nothing that they can use to trick the people into going along with the global government. They can sit up there and say, we're the global government, but if 5 billion human beings, 6 billion human beings, sit there and say, I'm not going along with it, they do not have the military force to literally conquer the entire planet and rule it from a single golden pyramid somewhere.
Well, I agree with you, and almost all the economists and historians we have on say that the New World Order has overplayed their hand, that everything is starting to really crumble for them, and that when the dollar goes, it's going to suck all the other major currencies right along with it. And then when the banks try to finagle a whole new plan to give them even more power out of the crisis they created, that they're just going to get arrested, because we've done our job in the previous decades of identifying them and breaking down the global government and breaking down who they are. They tried to just blackball us and ignore us and call us conspiracy theorists. But now that everything we said came true, the public's taking it like some form of revelation. It's not some form of revelation. We're not staring into a reflecting pool or looking into a misty, you know, crystal ball. We read what they said they would do. We went out not caring if we got attacked to tell the truth. And it's literally the equivalent of billions of time bombs in people's brains that as things get worse, they remember everything we told them.
That's exactly right. I'm flooded with emails saying, I thought you were a loon 5 years ago, but obviously you're correct. Everything that you predicted and warned about was coming about. Right now, the climate gate pillar and the swine flu pillar are in absolute ruins, and this financial push, this quest to create a global reserve bank, is falling apart because most of the world sees economic globalism as the reason that a U.S. downturn turned into a global calamity. They're not going to see globalism as a solution to problems created by globalism. It's like taking the Titanic, backing up, and whacking the iceberg on the other side just to see if maybe that fixes the leak. Most people understand that really isn't going to work. I think most people are beginning to see the idea of a single global government as a problem, and they see the return to small regional communities, thousands of them across the face of the earth, as the answer.
All right, let's go back. The arrogance of these people. We get the Copenhagen Treaty 2 days into the two-week conference. It's worse than we even thought. Literally hundreds of new taxes. Right at double the carbon cuts for the third world. They lied to the third world and said, look, I know you don't like the IMF and World Bank. You know we robbed you. We promise we're going to give you a bunch of free money from the evil Americans and Europeans and British and Australians. Then they read the treaty, and it rapes the West, but also rapes them even worse. I mean, how did the bankers think they could? I mean, it's just Stay there, Mike. We're going to come back. We're also going to be taking phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But listen, when I go to your calls, just throw your question out quick. I'm going to the next person. Fair warning. I want to hear from you, but at the same time, I want to be able to get to a lot of your calls with Mike Rivero right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
I want to go to your phone calls, but then I want to go to Mike Rivero and talk about the fact that it doesn't matter if the Congress has said no. Does it matter if the cap and trade bill is dead? The city where I live, they've announced $2.6 billion within the first 3 years of this, starting next year. They're trying to pass it later this month or early in March. And the federal government and UN openly run it. Home inspections, taxes on everything, doubling on your energy prices. I mean, just raping the likes of which the world has never seen. We're going to be talking about that with Mike Rivero. But let's go to John in New York first. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I completely agree with everything that Mike had said there, especially about us going down the same road as Nazi Germany, because I think Hitler was basically an evil Pinocchio controlled by Rockefeller and Rothschild and Bush's great-grandfather Prescott.
Well, actually, so, we used to cover that when it was in the London Guardian and BBC, and people wouldn't believe us. But now, I mean, even Oliver Stone's making a film about it. But he doesn't tell you the communists were also funded by this. But if you read Carol Quigley's book, who was allowed into the annals of the New World Order, this was the head of Georgetown Political Science, Bill Clinton's mentor, he explains the public wants choices. So we give them fascism or communism and the different variants of those when it's all black uniforms, secret police, high taxes, ultra elites. Mike Rivera.
Choices were being given, whether it's fascism versus communism or Republican versus Democrat. It's all an illusion designed to sell us the same agenda, which is complete control of our lives, the looting of the population, the suborning of individuals to the will of the state, constant war to grind up work product to keep us all under control. And it is the same. And it's the same thing. We don't really have a choice until we choose to stand up and say no. And one of the points that I'm hitting at my website and my radio show these days is we don't have any freedom until we have the freedom to say no. And we better get that one back. Or
anything else, John?
Well, yeah, I agree. You know, I totally agree with that. And I think that the time is now. I mean, I hear you say, Alex, you know, about the next election and this and that. And honestly, we don't have much control in the election anyway. If we do happen to get somebody in there that's good, they'll just take him out anyway. We've seen that done with Kennedy. I mean, there's no way it's
not. I hear you, but not if it's at the state level, not if it's an idea. Ideas are bulletproof. As V for Vendetta says so well, they're eternal. And so if you simply continue to tell the truth, sunshine is what beats these people. Banner hangs, websites, radio shows, information. We're telling the truth, and if we just set the truth up against the lie, we're going to win every time. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're beginning to see the states starting to pull away from the federal government. We're seeing the emergence of more and more secession movements. We're seeing people talk about breaking off and forming their own country. And I think that's a good direction to go. I think at this point, hardly anybody sees a reason to continue with the federal government. They're taking all of our money. They're giving nothing back. Obama's new budget puts us on a wartime footing. He's freezing domestic spending, which is a polite way of saying, sorry, we gave all your tax money to the banks. We've got nothing left over to spend on you, and we need the rest of this pile of money to buy bombs and stuff. And so everybody out in America is saying, well, why do I need this? Why do I need to spend the rest
of
my life?
Well, let me say this about secession. I am for 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment declarations. The states form the federal government. They are the boss. The globalists and some of their game plans do plan to break off the Southwest into an enclave as part of the North American Union. That's in their own documents. It's on record from the SPP and CFR. But at the same time, if your country's been conquered by offshore financial interest, the only way to get it back is to have people remove themselves and then reconstitute it.
Absolutely. And, we need to basically get back to the Constitution as it originally was, which includes no private central bank. In 1913 is when the conquest of America truly began, and it's been proceeding very, very slowly. Now we're in a race. They're trying to complete their designs before the rest of America wakes up to what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, they captured the U.S. a long time ago as an engine of tyranny, but now they're really trying to further exploit us and bring us into a high-tech form of enslavement. And to try to use up the rest of our energy and our substance in their overall conquest. And it just isn't going well for them, which I'm glad about. But also it's kind of scary that everything they're doing is falling apart, but they don't care. They just roll forward, Mike.
They're addicted to our money. That's the problem. We need an intervention.
I mean, it's like an employee or a boss or an alcoholic husband or wife, somebody who you just who won't stop. And you're so amazed by what they do. But this alcoholic husband or wife has men in black uniforms with machine guns that work for them who are ready to kill whoever they're told to. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip be, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, they are.
Devil in disguise.
The thing is, though, the more they fool people, the shorter
you fool me
their scams will work.
You cheated.
And that's the good news. We're going to Julio, Jeff, Michael, Tito, and many others. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Look, we've added a new T-shirt every week the last few months, and I haven't even plugged the actual new T-shirts. These are the newest that just came in yesterday. And my favorite is this one of the new ones. It says, Defend Freedom. And it's got an image of a horse with a Minuteman with a bullhorn. And it says InfoWars.com under it. Looks like a football or swim team or basketball team workout jersey. We've got that, and there's nothing on the back of this one, just a classic high school style. And then we've got this shirt with a similar Minuteman on the front. It says, Defend Freedom, Join the Resistance, Infowars.com. And on the back it says, Infowars.com, Join the Resistance. Great way to meet like-minded people out there. And we've got, I don't know how many T-shirts now. It's got to be approaching 100 different designs, ball caps. We've got the, what do you call the beanies for like cold weather, like Jaron's wearing right now that you pull down over your head? What do you call those? What do you call those kind of hats? Watchman cap. We've got those with Tyranny Response Team at Infowars.com. And, yes, all of your purchases make this radio show possible. We're not like the Defense Department that takes your tax money and then uses it in propaganda against you. We're here being funded by your support. So be sure and visit the online video bookstore slash apparel store at Infowars.com today. Okay. Mike Rivero, again, is our guest right now. And I want to go over some Twitter questions for you, Mike, briefly, and then I want to go back to the calls. It says, hey, Alex, my question, this is from our new Twitter account, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You can sign up there, folks. It says, hey, Alex, my question is, do you think our military will stay in Haiti to take over the country? And my answer, that's a question to me, but I'll also ask it to Mike, is that the globalists have controlled Haiti for more than 50 years. Well, we had troops going there like, 100 years ago? Was it 1903? And then 1908, I mean, there's been so many invasions. That country's already run by the West. But certainly George Bush Sr. and Clinton and George W. Bush, you know, they've been caught promoting charities that keep the most of the money for themselves. Mike, what's your take on Haiti?
Well, definitely. Haiti is a source of rich mineral wealth. And my opinion is the United States government, rather than risk the return of Aristide, had a plan already in place to go into Haiti after the next natural disaster, like a hurricane.
We know they did. That came out the day before. They had a hurricane takeover drill.
And, absolutely. So when the quake happened, they just basically implemented the plan. They went in there. I mean, we were, our troops were in Haiti in 2004 shooting the Haitian people. And so it's hardly surprising that the Haitians have been very uncomfortable with the return of the Americans. But it's very clear. I mean, for every dollar that the U.S. government claims they're spending on Haitian relief, only one penny actually gets to the Haitian people. The rest is going for all this military buildup and military hardware. They've cordoned off the area. They're in complete control of the airfields. From the people on the ground, it's kind of hard to say that this doesn't look like another invasion.
Mike, what do you think the timeline, another question, of the internet censorship is? Greetings from the Netherlands.
I think that the United Nations and the United States and certainly Israel are trying to figure out some way they can sell the necessity of internet censorship to the world. They want to keep that part of the internet that allows for government propaganda and the megaphonies to do what they're doing. Obviously, a lot of commerce currently depends on the internet.
Yeah, that's what the UN says. They're going to allow who they want to be on the web and shut everybody else off. They're actually now saying it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a reaction to the fact that we defeated them at Copenhagen. They, up until
and
that point,
the swine flu, the internet exposed that. Now there's criminal investigations.
And, and so basically what they're finally waking up to is what you and I have known for the last 12, 14, 15 years. The government of the nation, the government of the world, as it sees itself, has lost the ability to successfully lie to the population and to be believed.
And they were full of hubris before, Mike. They were full of hubris before. We've always warned about the point when they finally figure out they're in trouble. That's when they're dangerous.
Yeah, and that we've reached that point. And all of this talk about internet censorship coming up now is a knee-jerk response to the fact that they didn't get their way at Copenhagen. You know, governments around the world, the U.S. government, the reason Obama is doing all this executive order stuff, the U.S. government actually counted on getting these carbon taxes to refill their coffers, and they didn't get it from Copenhagen, and that's when all of a sudden they started talking about executive orders.
And now Iceland's saying no to pay the bankers that robbed them. I mean, people are really waking up.
Yeah, and what they're waking up to is a very simple concept. You know, we don't really have money in this country anymore. It's just pretty pieces of printed paper, and as long as we believe that that has worth, then we're basically going to fall into the trap that they've set for us, you know, with this legalized counterfeiting ring. Now China is complaining that the gold bars coming out of Fort Knox are as fake as our quarters and dimes and our Federal Reserve notes. So this is a scandal that is really beginning to catch on. People are realizing there isn't really any money coming from the government. It's all this fake paper that we're supposed to believe has power over our lives. And they're beginning to say, I don't need this. I reject these Federal Reserve notes. I'm going to just do business with my neighbors for whatever we have that we agree is mutually valuable. And I think we're thinking about getting back to the constitutional definition of money, where the money has intrinsic value so that you can depend on it and it cannot be manipulated by the government. And so, yeah, I think we're seeing a whole rejection of global banking, global reserve, the reserve banking system itself. People are waking up to the fact that by design, a reserve banking system means that more money is owed to the private bankers than is ever actually in existence.
And it's made up money. Shifting gears again, suddenly yeah. Michael Savage is coming out and saying Obama may stage terror attacks. Bloomberg, maybe a secret banking cabal does run the world after all. I mean, we are seeing just so much of this admitted. Perhaps the collapse of the globalists is even worse than we even realize. And perhaps the biggest stumbling block to this is that the Christian church, and I'm Christian, has accepted and bought into the fact that evil is a foregone conclusion. That, you know, they thought Hitler was the Antichrist. They thought Stalin was the Antichrist. They thought Pol Pot was the Antichrist, the Tutsis being killed by the Hutus in Rwanda thought it was the end of the world, and that foregone conclusion idea that we're just supposed to give into the naked body scanners and give into the corruption. I mean, even if you believe that the Antichrist is coming and all this is true, what about Nineveh and the 100-year reprieve and Jonah? I mean, we have a responsibility to fight evil. And we're routing these people, but still most of the general public says, I'm Christian, it's the end of the world, and I'm going to sit here on my fat butt.
Yeah, that is definitely an aspect of our society that has been successfully exploited not only by our own government, but even by Israel, which is trying to convince American Christians that if they help Israel start World War III in the Middle East, that after it's all over, Jesus is going to come down and invite everybody up to the big house. And even Sarah Palin, the particular church she goes to, actually argues that its members should actively seek to bring about the end of the world in order to bring Jesus back for the second coming. Now, I don't care what reason they think they want to do it. I'm opposed to anybody who wants to blow up the planet for whatever reason. Now,
we got to keep her away from the nukes.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And the fact that they're saying she's the front runner for the GOP nomination in 2012, I think is very worrying, because Obama might actually be a one-term president and things would definitely get worse with Caribou Barbie in the White House.
Well, we see them setting her up. First, they built her up, destroyed her. I believe they're building her up to destroy her so Obama gets back in, and that's why they're selling her to all the Tea Parties. We do not want Sarah Palin. She was McCain's pick. I mean, come on, folks. What does that tell you about her?
Yeah, it absolutely. She's a manufactured candidate, and frankly, she does not impress me with her intelligence or her awareness of foreign policy issues. And it's a joke. It really is a joke of the American political system. But getting back to this issue about our future and fighting evil. Now, obviously, you and I have very different belief systems around, you know, in terms of the universe. My personal opinion is heaven and hell is right here on Earth, and it's what we choose to make of the world. And so I'm not going to just sit on my rear and wait for the, you know, for my death to just figure out which way I'm going. If I want a heaven, I have to build it right here on Earth. And that is my reason for opposing evil, for opposing nuclear war, for opposing the addiction of greed that infects the ruling classes of the entire planet. Everybody talks about globalism. Maybe we're on the verge of a global revolution where the people of every nation unite together and kick out the oligarchs universally all at the same time. That would be something to see.
All right, let's go to some phone calls here. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, go ahead.
Alex Jones, Freedom Fighter, how are you? Aloha, Mike Rivera from the land of Lincoln here in the mainland. I mentioned this, Alex, on your show last week, but I couldn't get to the full point of what I was trying to make. We all know about the bankers. We all have seen Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception, knowing the cabinet. I've been exposing the New World Order to my roommates, and now they understand that TurboTax Geithner and the man of the year, Ben Bernanke, are the real architects of this global depression going on in this country. We have 3 months, April 15th. I want to get your thoughts on this. It's tax day. It's a Thursday. A march on Wall Street. We all protest. Peacefully, of course, like Gandhi and Martin Luther King have done so well. And, you know, we expose the bankers to the entire country on tax day. And, you know, we have speeches, we have signs, you know, talking about what's really going on. And we could sign petitions, you know, posterize this all over the Internet since we don't have much time with net censorship and Yahoo selling off our searches to the government itself. What are your guys' thoughts?
All right, I appreciate your call, Julio. And that is basically what you said last week. I mean, yeah, we need to get the Tea Parties to actually identify the bankers. Instead, the Tea Parties are all attacking Obama, who is the birdcage liner. I mean, he's bad, but once he was shot down politically as a messianic savior, he isn't as dangerous now. The military-industrial complex owned by the banks, that's what's dangerous that may stage a terror attack. But Mike Rivero, comment on what Julio said.
Well, basically, something that we're talking about over at my radio show and our website is there is a call for a 4-day national strike commencing on tax day and going through the weekend. And if we were to do that at the same time with the protests, I think it's going to carry far more impact than petitions. In a nation with massive national vote fraud, petitions don't carry any impact anymore.
Yeah, I agree. We need to have a strike. On April 15th, to all the new taxes and garbage, saying no. We need people to go into all the cities where they're passing carbon taxes, even though it's all been proven to be a fraud and a lie and a robbery by the banks. And so don't just not go to work on April 15th. Go out everywhere and protest and demonstrate at the post office, at the State House, at Wall Street, in front of J.P. Morgan Chase, in front of Goldman Sachs. Great idea. Now listen, I got to move quick now to the calls. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I think I've identified one of the enemy's superstar destroyers, and this comes on the heels of your interview with George Hunt about the World Conservation Bank.
Yes.
Yeah, and I actually called Michael Rivero on this on Friday, but I have a follow-up. This is the Global Environment Facility. And it claims to be the largest funder of projects to improve the global environment. It's an independent financial organization, and it moves massive amounts of first world dollars to
so-called. Yeah, all the big central banks kick into it and a few other holding companies, yes.
Yeah, well, it's got members on its council that are actually sitting members of the Treasury Department, and I think you need to get somebody like a Paul Craig Roberts or a Catherine.
Oh, yeah,
Austin.
Paulson gives something like 10% of his money to it.
Well, we need. I think there's a lawsuit here. You can't have a sitting senior member of the Treasury Department also sitting on the board of a foreign bank.
I agree with you. Why don't you? I'm aware of what you say, but I've never properly articulated it. I guess Hunt did. You need to write an article with the names and the facts and send it to writers@infowars.com. And I am aware of that. We have covered it, but we need it in print. So, I mean, but this is all illegal. It's illegal to have Paulson give himself $210 million of the bailout money directly to himself. And Congressman Stern says, how'd you do that? Who gave you a waiver to do that? And Paulson says, the Treasury Department gave me a waiver. He was the head of the Treasury. That'd be like if I was a bank manager and I robbed the bank and I said, but I gave myself a waiver. I would be thrown into irons. Anything else, Jeff?
Need to blow this thing wide open, because if you look at their annual report and their stated history, you cannot tell who started this thing.
Well, that's really the World Conservation Bank. Give people the name again.
Yeah, it's thegef.org is the website, and it's the Global Environment Facility.
Yep. All right. Appreciate your call. I mean, it's amazing, folks, what's going on. Again, the green tyranny is their way of taking over control of all facets of our lives. Tito in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call here. Just about to get head into the Olympics as a helicopter flies overhead. You know, just keeping everything safe. Anyways, I haven't heard you talk about the Slovak security mistake earlier in the year, and it was maybe because I missed your show, but I wanted to know if you were aware about it and touched upon it on your show.
Refresh my memory.
Well, earlier in the year, January 6th, I believe, as a security drill in a Slovak airport.
Yeah, they mailed they put the bomb in the guy's luggage.
They put the bomb not only in the guy's luggage, and he flew unwittingly to Ireland, to Dublin, but they once they realized that they didn't inform the Irish authorities for 3 days, and when they did, they initially tried to deny that they had any part of it. So this guy's
we did cover that at the time, and that looks like a botched false flag. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time we see this stuff being planted, what it is all of this security infrastructure. We talk about the military-industrial complex. Well, the complexes are continually changing. And now there's the security media complex that hypes the terror threat so that the security companies can make money. But if they don't actually have a security threat every once in a while, people start saying, why are we spending all this money? Why are
Here's a parallel. There was a famous case, a decade ago in New York, where the guy owned the only windshield repair shop in a wide area, and he was caught bashing out windshields at night with a ball-peen hammer that he would then fix in the morning at his local office, local repair shops. Or it's well known that big virus antivirus companies are funding putting out viruses. I mean, it's very, very simple. It's like the mafia threatening to burn down your grocery store if you don't buy protection from them.
Yeah, it's very, very, very similar.
All right, appreciate your call, Tito. Mark, Chris, Eddie, Daniel, Michael, and others. More with Mike Rivera straight ahead. And we've got a guest joining us from England, where if you have a learning disability, a mild one, and try to have children, no questions asked, your children are taken by the state, like you would take eggs from a hen.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Oh, oppression, you prey on us.
We've got a member of the British Parliament joining us. The British government wants to eradicate the family. That's stated policy. It's in major textbooks here in the U.S. and in England and in Europe. And now they're doing it. 20,000 homes, when a child is born, they say you must have cameras in the house to watch you to make sure you're not a bad parent. But then the government who abuses children, that's okay. Leave them alone. Well, now if you have a learning disability and you have a child, they take it. I mean, this is hardcore tyranny. Again, Hitler was obsessed with taking people's children. The Soviets were obsessed. North Korea, we've played documentary clips here, where large portions of the population live in work camps, prison camps, and they put them for 5 days a year, men and women together, to have a baby, and then it's taken like eggs from a hen and raised by the state, so there is no family. I mean, this is really happening. Mike Rivero, your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. The government is basically stepping in and treating us like we're a herd of crop animals, if you will. And as you say, they're breeding us, they're taking the children away because the state is presuming the right to brainwash the children to be servants of the state in the future. It's exactly what we saw under the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, and now they're bringing it to the United States as well. This is why there's this ongoing campaign against homeschooling. They don't want the parents to be telling the kids anything that contradicts the will of the state.
On another subject, what do you think of Chavez saying he knows it's an earthquake weapon and the Russians told him so? We know they have tectonic weapons. Secretary Cohen of Defense talked about it in the late 90s. But, I mean, is Chavez going crazy? How can he just say it with no proof?
My understanding is that that story was debunked as being another hoax along the same lines as when they were claiming Ahmadinejad said he was going to wipe Israel off the map. That Chavez did not actually say that. It's just somebody took a guess at it and the story got picked up. But I believe that Chavez has denied actually saying that now.
It was in one of the big state-run newspapers that we first saw it.
Well, so was the claim that Ahmadinejad was going to wipe Israel off the map.
And what he really said is we're going to push that government into the sea.
Actually, what Ahmadinejad said is the government of Israel must vanish from the pages of history, which is not quite the same thing.
Yeah, that's one of the quotes. I mean, that's like under the UN agreement, which they're not even signatories to, but they've been letting the UN in. They're supposed to tell the world 6 months before they open a new facility, before enrichment starts. They do that, and they say, oh, my God, we found a secret base, and it was on record that Iran announced it. I mean, it's just the level. But I even get fooled by it sometimes, Mike. Remember back on 888 in 2008? I get up at 7 in the morning. I turn the news on. The phone's ringing. CNN's got the leader of Georgia on saying, we've been snuck attacked by Russia. Help us. We're under attack. And this went on for 3 hours. I got in to do the radio show and went, wait a minute. And people were saying, Alex, no, it is Russia attacking. I'm like, wait a minute. Even the European news says Georgia attacked them. I mean, it's just the magnitude of lying, and then nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case here. The corporate media just echoes what the government tells them to say. And as that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit proved, there is no law that requires the corporate media to tell the truth to the American people. They can lie with impunity. The corporate leadership can actually fire reporters who refuse to lie when ordered to do so. That was the precedent set in this case. And the bottom line is they can say whatever they want, and absent of malice, they cannot be sued or punished in any way. It is legal to lie to the American people, for the media and for politicians.
But Monsanto was forced to sell that division, and most milk doesn't have it in it now, when most milk did previously. The only country in the world to accept it was the U.S. So in the end, the truth did come out.
Yes, it did, as it always does for synthetic hormones, MSG, aspartame.
Because of the Internet, which is why they want to start reining it in and shutting it down. So we've got to stand up and say no and defeat that takeover as well. Thank you, Mike Rivero.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.